Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 12, the importance of management. Now, you all know, I believe, management of a company has got its present information and based on that information, they will plan its future. Hence, in a business or in a company, management plays a very important role. How this management is going to be placed on that basis, the future of the company is going to be decided or designed. So in this chapter, we will see, is management important or not important? So about this chapter, as I told you earlier, that the present, what the company is going through and the information of company's present is available with the management. But this information available with the company is important or not important will be decided upon the investor's choice of investing in this company. So in this chapter, the focus is going to rely on how much important the management is. Let us now go inside this company, I mean this chapter, and understand the management's importance in the business situations or business transaction. Now, as per this slide, management of a company holds its present and plans its future. Hence, importance of management cannot be ignored. As I told you earlier, that management has got its present information and based on that information, he'll plan its future. But remember, this management so cannot be ignored. If management is knowing its present situations and if with this information, they will plan the future. If I start ignoring the management, what may happen is that the company may sound very good, but the management who is taking all the decision may be very, very bleak in nature. And hence, importance of management is very, very important. There are two types of management available in an organization. The first type of management is known as family management. Now, what do I mean by family management? Family management is that management which is owned by family. It is an ancestral company. It is existing in the market because of a lot of ancestors. It has been existing in the market as we have got a lot of managers, I mean the members, the people in the company, the owners of the company are family. That is, they have been running because of the whole family. The business was started by great grandfathers and great fathers and forefathers and fathers and sons, and that is how the business has been running into. That is basically known as family management. Family managed companies are controlled and sometimes owned by members of a family, and the mantle of leadership is transferred from one member to another. Like in India, we have got many business houses which are basically having a family management. In India, we have got companies like Tata, Mahindra, Birla Group, Godrej, etc. They are all major successful family managed companies in India. So family managed companies in India are those group of companies in India which are having the ownership of the company from some family members. We have got these examples like Tata, Mahindra, Birla, Godrej and many more other members who are taking active participation in running of the management of the business. Family managed companies are typically rigid in nature. They are orthodox, traditional and they focus more on family interests. Funds in the group companies are used for acquisition for family companies to make sure that the family owned companies can be given justice. So family managed companies are what they are basically very rigid, very strict companies, very sincere companies. They all help each other. So one subsidiary company of a family makes sure and put lot of efforts to take over or acquire some other company of the family. So they work hard to gain such kind of business requirement. There are quite a few family managed companies mentioned earlier that are run professionally with astounding results. So we have got in India such kind of family managed companies who are focusing in India and are managed because of professional management or professional leadership. Like we have got Reliance, or for matter of fact we have got Tata, we have got Birla, Godrej, then we have got such kind of many companies like we have got Ruyas and we have got Jindal Steels, which is also basically a family managed company. So these family managed companies are basically making sure that they are professionally run but their focus is they do not compromise on professional activities. It is run by the family, but in that family managed companies, they are going to perform professionally. Now, why this is information? Why this information is important? Why this management is important? Because what they decide upon their present, they have got the information. On the basis of present information, they take care what they are going to do in future. Hence, what kind of management of the organization plays also a very important role or responsibility in country like India. Then we have got professional management. Professionally managed companies are run by experts who do not normally have financial stake in the company. What do you mean by professional management? Professional management companies are those companies who are not any family members. They are started because of professional relationship in the business and they are managed purely by profession. One of the classic example that comes to my mind when I talk about professional management company is Infosys. Infosys is one such professionally managed company. It is not family managed company. This company has been not because of ancestral forefather functioning of the business. This company in India known as Infosys is started because of professional management. They set them goals for profitability and growth of the company and passionately pursue them. So professional management managers, what they do? They have got their own goals, they have got their own viewpoints, they have got their own functioning, own roles, own planning, own implementation stage, or their own evaluation stage, and as per the company's requirement and their goals, they set up their business tools and activities. These companies seek technological innovation, diversify and try to be leaders in the industry. So professionally managed companies are such companies which have got edge in the market as they are performance-based companies. They go ahead for technological innovation, diversify that innovation and try to be leaders in the industry because they are professionally managed. Their objective is not serving the family members, but their objective is to serve the public, get more good returns and give that returns to the shareholders or stakeholders. Absolutely correct. Remember, professional management prior to investment under professional management companies, one should see all this information, competency of the management. Competency means what? Skills. What is the skills of the management? Are their skills very, very sharp? Are their skills trying to upgrade? Is the skills available in the business very, very superbly done? So one should check out while you are investing in professional managed companies is competency. Is the management competent enough? Is the management possessing that much amount of skills to perform the business? Next that should be checked out is reputation management has the business community. In the business community, what is the reputation of this management? Does the management have enough amount of repute in the business community? Does people know about this company very well in the market? Does people respect this company? How does the business community respect this professional managed company? Has to be checked out properly. And the professional managers in-depth knowledge. What kind of in-depth knowledge the professional managers have about their products, their quality, their pricing strategies, their promotion tools, their distribution strategies, their people, their processes, then the evidence based on which the services would be offered to the customers, and all these things has to be properly managed and checked out. So professional managed companies, before you invest, make sure that you follow and check about all these parameters and many more parameters like their ability to face adversity. Adversity means what? Negative impact. If company is going to face negative impact, how does company look up to or how does company stand by? Like in family managed companies, what happens when company has got an adverse impact? Then when they have got adverse impact, they have got support from family companies. But professional managed companies, when they have adverse times, they have negative times, when the markets are not supporting them, when the industry is not supporting them, how do they bounce back and come back? How does the company possess enough amount of strength to perform the task or not? Has to be checked out prior to investment in such companies. Also check about the integrity of the management prior to investing in such kind of companies. Integrity means what? Team building. How much they respect each other. How much they work as a team in the company. Does the managers in the company trust each other and then they function? What is the team spirit in the organization, or are they just trying to survive for themselves? So that has to be taken care of when the professional management companies are. And you as an investor need to check out these points. Finally, management's innovation. That how much professionally managed companies are doing innovation. Does the company do any kind of innovation, or they are just doing static business? They are having any kind of innovation principles, innovation department? Do they motivate employees to innovate in business operations, business transactions, business products, business services? Do they do such kind of things or not? So once you study these kind of parameters, then when you invest in professional managed companies, you will get a good result. Whereas in family managed companies, what is the criteria you need to check out? You need to check out that is there fight between the family? Is the family united? Do they perform the task for betterment of family interest, or do they still think about the family, that is the shareholders and stakeholders of the company? So you will check about those parameters while you are going to conduct or invest about in a family managed businesses. There might be a financial family dispute, but if there is no dispute, then the company can grow up because all the family members are inside the same company. And where there is a when such kind of things happen where all the family members are in the same company, the chances of company moving up is very high, because they all want to make sure that the family should succeed. Similarly, in professional management companies, though there are different people, though there are different kinds of individuals, but they all have got the same goal, what the company has decided and designed. Before investor invests in professional management, investor needs to check about all these parameters also. That management has already professionalized. It may happen that professional managed companies are started between you and me. Say for example, Jagdish, you are there and I am there. We both have to get a started a company. But has this professional relationship, what we share, is also management sharing the professional relationship? We have got professional relationship, which means I am a professionally person, professionally functioning person, and you are a professionally functioning person. But has the management adopted that particular professional approach or not? Then also check about and study promoters and the ability to raise funds and manage share prices. Also check about, does this professional management companies have got the ability, have got that power in which they can have the ability to get new funds at the time of requirement of the companies? And also check about promoters. Who are the promoters of this company? Promoters means what? Who has given an idea, or who are the pioneers in starting the company? Also check out there is no infighting, means check out there is no infighting about between the members of the company. In professional management companies, it does happen that the different group of people are there. They have got their own goals, own wishes, own fantasies, own requirements, and that is why the company falls apart. So check about there is no infighting in the company. Also check about business house is well known or not. Check about while you are investing in this kind of professional managed companies, that is, does this business house is well known? Does people know about this business house? Is business house having any respect in the market? People are having some view about this company or not? And finally, check about management has adequate dynamism or not. Means what? Check also about that management can react as per the market situation. So check about all these parameters while you are going to invest in the professional management companies. So finally, if I have to sum up the importance of management, trust me friends, it is not that just the company is important. It is not that just the information is important about the company, but it is also important that we gather the information properly about the company. We gather the management of the company properly. Management's information about the company. So in this chapter, we saw there are two different forms of management. We have got professional management and we have got family management. When we talk about family management, it is basically family members, and owners are basically family members, and from heirs to heirs, the ownership transfers and they take care of the business. Many examples we have got, like Tata's are there, Birla's are there, Reliance is there. These are all family managed businesses. Also, we saw different second type of management is professional management. Professional management are those kind of companies which has been started because of professional objective. Now, the promoters who have started this business because of professional objective, when you are investing in such kind of companies, you need to check out a lot of parameters. And based on that, you will take a decision. Usually, chances of between professional and family managed, which is going to be more trustworthy company. Now, my question to you all is that, friends, if you are given an opportunity to invest either in professional and family managed businesses, in which business you would invest? Wow, hats off to you, Megha. What you have correctly said, that you will invest in which kind of a company? That is known as professional management companies. Why is it so, Megha, if I have to ask you? Okay, very good. Superb. When you invest in family managed companies, there is a chance where there can be a dispute. But in professional managed companies, if there is dispute, out of respect for uplifting of the company, the management can throw away that particular performer who is not performing good or well in the company. Whereas in family managed companies, if that performance is not given by their family member, they would not be able to throw him out, because he is owner of the company and he is basically family member. So they will survive the company as in whichever way that is possible. Thus, to sum up this slide, this chapter, is that remember, only the information is not important. Management also plays a very important role in functioning of the business. Hope you have understood this part, and remember, importance of management is very, very highly acceptable and highly should be focused upon by the individuals or investors when they are investing in the company. That's all from my side. It was nice explaining you this chapter. Thank you.